Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia, Missouri, with Go the Distance. You know, people tend to put their confidence in worldly things. We build and landmark giant trees that have lived hundreds of years. We do the same thing with cities that have existed for, well, thousands of years. We see mountains that haven't moved in human memory. We describe businesses like banks that are too big to fail and investment plans that are treated as reliable and trustworthy. But Jesus says all these earthly things will be destroyed. In Luke chapter 21, verse 33, he said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." You know, the things of this world are not worth our trust compared to Jesus' words. Only his words bring true and everlasting life. In Luke's passage, we read Jesus is standing before the temple, an impressive building, a symbol of power and glory, but although the disciples are impressed, the Lord is not impressed with passing things. And he counsels them and he counsels us to get our priorities straight and to focus on things that will last. His word, which never passes away, and our ultimate destiny, where we will spend eternity. This is John Church reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.